and I meant to ask you the other night, when you would clear some land, would you, I don't think I got that clear straight the other night, how would you get the, you cut the tree down, but how would you get the stump out? What would you do?
Well, we just let it stay there and rot out. I said, just let it stay right there and rot it out.
Would you cut around it, cut the roots?
The only thing we'd do, we'd saw that tree down, move the body, burn it. Then that stump would stay there, and sometimes some sprouts would come up around it. Mm-hmm. And we'd take our chopping axe and knock them sprouts off. Mm-hmm. And then file a rod out.
Could you plow pretty close? Or
the closer we get to it with a breaker plow, that's the way we done it.
Wouldn't there be a lot of roots going out?
Oh, yes, sir. If your plow got hung under one of them, you just yanked it out from under it and moved it over.
Yes, sir. How far out would they go?
I've seen them as high as 30 feet from that stump.
Yes, sir. And pretty deep?
It did be about like that. Now, there's a tap root. It goes straight down in a tree. It goes deep, I guess 15, 20 feet. Going straight down. But these is regular, what I call feed roots out. They grow about 4 inches on the ground, maybe 3 inches, something like that.
So you would get them in your plow?
Oh, yes, sir. Had to pull that thing out from under there and set it over it.
I wish the other day when I was talking to you about schools, I wish I got that on tape. I got interested in what you were saying, and I forgot to use a tape recorder. I hate to ask you to repeat that, but would you? It was a very interesting story how you worked with the teachers and got the boys through school. I thought it was really very interesting.
Well, back at the time that I was trying to go to school, that's not like it is today. No, sir. We had a hard time back in my time trying to go to school. Mm-hmm. And when we went to school, we walked, the furthest I ever walked to school, I imagine around 3.5 miles, the furthest. Mm-hmm. We walked in there and back. Then we just have an old plank schoolhouse with a heater in it like that. Mm-hmm. We burnt wood in it. A school kid had towed it in there, and the men, then folks would come and cut it and haul it up to the schoolhouse. Then us kids would tow it in and put it in the stove. Mm-hmm. We called it a heater that time.
And what else would you have in the school room?
Well, we had benches. Just wooden benches lined up across the schoolhouse.
Individual?
Oh, no, sir. No. We didn't have nothing like that. They could be, I imagine the benches probably hold 10 scholars in each, in each bench. Then we had we called it a blackboard nailed up on the wall that we used this white chalk on. She'd have us to write, figure up arithmetic on it, you know, and she'd put us maybe 10 in line. Well, it's just a class. If it was first graders or why, she'd put us in line and give us words out of a spelling book, and we spelled them for her. Then if we missed Aaron, why, she put us in the corner, stand in the corner till she'd tell us to come out of there. Then if we decided we wanted to fight a little bit, we fought a little bit, when we'd come in, she put the switch to us.
Good.
Yes. Nice paddles these days.